is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. He may think so.
I think I'm the best qualified to win.
But more Democrats in the House could defect the day after President Biden's first news conference in months that was meant to convince lawmakers and voters he's fit to serve another 4 years. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Biden campaign officials tell me they're actually pretty pleased with how the news conference went last night. They felt that he showed a command of foreign policy in particular that his opponent cannot match. President Biden himself said that he knows he has more work to do to reassure worried lawmakers, and he's heading to Michigan this morning to hold what the campaign is billing as possibly his largest rally of the campaign cycle so far.
Three more House Democrats asked him to withdraw from the race last night, bringing the total to 17. The independent running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has privately apologized to a woman who accused him of sexual assault when she worked as a nanny for his family in the 1990s. She was 23 at the time, he 45, and married. The woman told Vanity Fair RFK texted the apology on July 4th after the allegations became public. A cellular carrier is reporting a massive data hack that involved nearly all of its customers. CNET's Ian Schur.
AT&T says that while the records of phone calls and text messages between people may have leaked, the actual content of those conversations did not. Still, a lot of personal information can be gleaned from this data. It includes, for example, a record of every number that AT&T customers texted or called.
Brutal heat will bake most of California and parts of the Southwest again today, with an expected seventh consecutive day of temperatures of at least 115 degrees.
Mark Potofsky is a 63-year-old diabetic with heart problems. He and his two dogs live in an RV. They're now spending time in a Las Vegas cooling center.
I just feel like as their dad that I need to provide a safe place for them. And when the AC went out of the RV, it was no longer a safe place for them to be.
Heat advisories are also posted across the Northern Rockies. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
New developments in the Middle East. Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a statement, Hamas official Hussam Badran said an independent Palestinian government could run post-war Gaza and the West Bank. Press reports said that could pave the way for Palestinian national elections. Israel has insisted that Hamas have no role in running Gaza after the war. Reports from the new ceasefire negotiations say talks have made progress.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The officers and deputies involved in that fatal shooting Wednesday at Cliffside Park are on leave. An outside investigation is underway into the police shooting of that 37-year-old man. June home sales in the area declined. Racine County was down 9%, Kenosha down 4%, with Walworth County year-to-year sales down 20%. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters yesterday filled the kids' pond with lake water. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. Major road closures around Milwaukee will be in effect through convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at MFAM dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in three innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0 for 4 at the plate, as some of Skeen's fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms, surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. The sound of silence.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. All that hot weather out in Arizona, Texas, moving into our area starting Sunday. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Nelson put job in the city.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Change.
Tennessee's home for local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Saturday in the park. That is a perfect way to spend a Saturday, by the way. And the group Chicago. You noticing that you're looking either at the news or you're walking by and we used to have newsstands, but you're walking in the grocery store and, you know, they have the magazines out and you see People magazine, and say a picture of John F. Kennedy Jr. and you're like, what's going on with that? And then you realize that I think is it next Monday or Tuesday, he and his wife and her sister have been gone for 25 years. Remember that in 1999? It's July 16th. And today's 12th, by the way. So July 16th, and all of a sudden at the end of July 16th into waking up July 17th, everything on the news was about his plane disappearing and what happened. And that was just the subject of the news. And then, of course, all weekend long, because it was over a weekend and you're watching like the helicopter circling over Martha's Vineyard and over the ocean looking for his plane. And then when they found it, it was like just total disbelief. And on that, if you're into researching or just knowing what was going on and being refreshed in 25 years, what wasn't said 25 years ago, brand new book out from one of his assistants, and it's called JFK Jr., An Intimate Oral Biography. And this one is going to, because she worked with him and knew him and his wife intimately, and also was staying at their apartment while they were gone that weekend to attend his cousin's wedding, simply because her air conditioning had broke. So they said, well, you can use our apartment. So she's writing her own, from her own memories in that, what it was like in their marriage and at the at George, his magazine, and what was going on during that last year of his life. And that's actually when I think I'm going to find a Barnes & Noble that's still open or ordered online and get that book, because that, to me, that's one thing we really haven't read. We've seen kind of speculation on some of the articles of his life and back about 25 years ago. But anyway, if you're wondering why JFK Jr. is showing up all over everywhere, is because on the 16th, it's been 25 years since his plane disappeared.
Hi, this is Jane Mattner. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Mattner on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/themenights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News and timeless. It's WRJN. You know, starting to understand that Civil War thing a little better. I think we as a country should all get together. And that's as political as you're going to get from this show. Here's the Young Bloods.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. We are but immortal. fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, the Young Bloods get together. A beautiful day out, but we are going to start seeing heat probably about Sunday. And as I was driving into work today, I heard Don Rosen say something that I just thought was absolutely beautiful. And coming from Don Rosen, no, I'm just trying to be funny. Don't tell him I said that, please. But he was mentioning how with this kind of weather for this weekend, look in on your neighbors and maybe invite your neighbors over on Sunday if you got air conditioning and turn on a movie and just get them out of the heat for a few hours. And I just thought, especially keeping that in mind for this Sunday, I just thought that was a beautiful thing. Next week, it will be hot and humid. So we're going to start seeing the weather from Texas and Arizona moving its way up to us as we check in now with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom and Stuart J. Waddles in a moment.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Law enforcement is laying low with information about that deadly shooting at Cliffside Park Wednesday. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police at the park following a report of a suspicious person laying face down on a park path. Village police, along with Racine County Sheriff's deputies, ended up using deadly force after they say the suspect shot a gun. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave with an investigation by outside law enforcement underway. June home sales in the area took a hit, according to the latest report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties saw declines, with Walworth coming in with the most significant year-to-year decrease at 21%. Racine and Kenosha counties' sales were down 9% and 4% respectively. The realtors continue to warn that there is significant long-term danger without new construction of single-family and condo units. It's been a long time since the kids' pond at Salmonorama needed to get stocked. Preparations for the return of the Salmonorama Festival got going yesterday, with Racine firefighters sucking up lake water and putting it into the kids' pond. The 50th iteration of the fishing contest gets going today, with the return of live music, food, and more. It's a 9-day run in downtown Racine with fireworks tonight. A Kenosha County tradition takes place this weekend. Bristol Progress Days starts today, with the 3-day event featuring the Miss Bristol crowning, a parade tomorrow, and fireworks Sunday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. WRJN.
Listen. I can turn the gray sky blue if it rains. one time.
Awesome. Wilson Pickett on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. 79 right now in Racine. Enjoy this cool weather. Going to change starting on Sunday, especially. But right now, 79. We got that sunshine, and we got Mungo Jerry in the summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on,
da da da
da da,
settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
is not enough to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all.
The day he came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. The day he said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. College just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. And last hour I talked about how I was shocked to realize that next week, and it's on Tuesday, July 16th, that it's been 25 years since John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife crashed into the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, along with her sister, Lorne. And then, and I'll start playing Harry Chapin. He died on the same day, July 16th, but it was 1981. So whereas John F. Kennedy has been gone for 25 years, I got to check my notes here again. I just thought, okay, 43 years since Harry Chapin has passed away. He was killed in a car accident.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, have you tried to do ba-da-da, or have you thought about ga-ga-ga? I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
Bye.
talk, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Enjoy the sports, the Brewer baseball, because next week it's going to be nothing but all-star stuff. It's all-stars, okay. I like actual games, darn it. Got Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news and Mike Clemens with sports.